USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Six passenger jets with Americans and her allies are being blocked from taking off at the Kabul airport. Former American military folks involved in private evacuation efforts say the U.S. State Department is the only reason the planes can't take off. Rick Clay, who runs the private rescue group called Plan B, suggested that the State Department's obstruction is motivated in part by embarrassment that private individuals are rescuing Americans that the Biden administration left behind. Also Monday, a pregnant woman who is from California is currently trapped in Afghanistan. She is claiming that the Taliban were hunting Americans. The Taliban issued a statement Monday claiming that they've taken control of Panjshir province, which is located north of Kabul and served as the staging ground for the country's top resistance force. The Taliban took the province dressed in American uniforms, using American weapons and American equipment. President Biden remains on vacation in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.